You're listening to Jake, Kelly, and Tanner podcast.
I'm doing good. Can you guys remind me which station we are? I'm doing a bunch of different shows today.
This is WIXX in Green Bay.
Green Bay?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm so confused on it. What is it that you do? You say you study women. How do you, I mean, what makes you an expert in women?
I mentioned all of this in my blog also, by the way. Please check it out. But anyway, so I have a degree in art science, and my minor was in women's behavioral sciences. And, you know, so basically, I know a lot about women.
Okay, so what, I mean, what is it that you do?
Well, it's just like I said, that I help, well, really anybody that wants to learn more about the woman and how to relate to her. Because, you know, I think that they're pretty, you know, they might be incredible creatures, but I think that they're pretty difficult to get, you know.
So what are you trying, I mean, you know more about the woman than the woman knows about herself, is that what you're saying?
I have gone to school, I have lived with them, I have dated and married and interviewed and just spent time with them, so absolutely. I mean, I think that I'm an authority.
Okay, I have a question. What would you say to somebody who asks, why do women get angry?
So, and you know, you have to understand their brain are still programmed into this sort of thought process of, you know, man is better, right? That's like the world that most women live in. And so when you don't do something around the house that is considered manly or, you know, whatever the expression is that you want to use, like taking out the trash or mowing the lawn or whatever it is, you know, her brain subconsciously will go back to the, you know, mama housewife or, you know, mother of the children. So, you know, you have to understand that she can't help but be upset, you know, and that's the first fact, you know, is remembering that it's not the woman, but, you know, it's her genetic makeup.
Okay, so let me get this right. You're saying she's angry, not because you're a lazy husband or boyfriend, it's because it's just how she's made.
That's right. That's absolutely correct. And, you know, and it's her way of saying, I need a man to take care of me. You know, again, not their fault. So and then there's fact number two, that they need a man even if they don't think they do. And I'm telling you, this is a fact. And this is what I try teaching in my blog and my video series and on my website so that guys know how to avoid situations like this and not really get caught into the sort of the traps that a lot of women try to put us in.
Wow, learning so much about women that I had no idea about. Do you mind if we take some calls from some ladies?
Oh, please. I really look forward to that.
I bet you they do, too. So we're going to take some calls. If you want to ask Jerry a question, 406-1011. More with Jerry, our woman expert, next.
You're listening to Jake, Kelly, and Tanner on 101 WIXX.